Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or you can enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up. Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Here we go, the Friday After Show. Today is Friday, the 27th of July. Kind of a wild Friday show. Sometimes a Friday show feels like, okay, we know the weekend is coming up, and we're just going to do whatever the heck we feel like.
And sometimes I get nervous on the Friday shows because sometimes you let jokes fly. Or you roast us.
On Fridays?
Mm-hmm.
Different than other days of the week?
Well, maybe not for me, but sometimes it's a little bit more.
Tell me one thing I got you with today, because there's obviously something that's stuck in your craw.
No, my actually, I don't remember what it was. But
I just got you with
Yeah, you got me with something. Yeah.
All right. I'll try to do those every day so it doesn't feel like Friday's any different.
Great.
There you go. I like it.
I did feel like I came in a good mood on a Friday. Sometimes like when you take some of the pressure off, because we can overthink what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's why I gave you a note on your chair. Me and David gave you a note on your chair.
That was all Kelly. She just put my name
I didn't
on.
Figure you would
but
say,
sometimes
I love
on Fridays, you come in a little different, and I wanted to make sure that you had a good start to your morning.
Different.
Yeah. So leaving a note in my chair is a good way to start.
I think
off.
You should read the note.
Have a good morning.
Where is it?
Did you already throw it away?
He already trashed it.
Oh, here it is right here.
Oh.
Good morning. You look amazing.
Oh, I did not
do the
say
show
that.
With no pants.
I did not. That is not the right note.
Who sent you that?
Large
one?
And in charge.
Oh man, wasn't that your favorite show growing up?
Yeah,
that's Charles.
So I do like it. Like Leslie came by today. She was having a really stressful morning, so the dogs got out. Like I guess the storm that came through opened the fence, and they didn't see it until this morning. Mm-hmm. And like we have a lock on the fence and everything because we have a pool, right?
Are you sure someone wasn't like?
Right.
Yeah. You have
actually, that was me. I was just hanging out in your backyard.
Trying to tan overnight. But the dogs were all out, so she was stressed. And when she's stressed, she needs to spend money, I guess. So she brought me a coffee, and then I saw that she brought one of the dogs, and I brought the dog in, and Kai was on the radio. And Kai's so funny about not coming on the radio much, because I think he realizes now that a lot of people listen.
But
so
who
now
talked
there's
him
more
into
pressure.
It? Who talked him into it?
You did.
You're welcome.
You sweet talked him in. Well, because like once he's on, he's a fun kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a good time.
It was kind of funny. I thought it was, I don't know. He talked Fortnite. Like for little kids who were listening, I think if they hear another kid on the radio, that's kind of neat because he's talking about what they talk about, which is Fortnite and Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
You did the uncomfortable making your son choose who's hottest on the air.
I don't but think did, that was uncomfortable.
Was it uncomfortable for him? Because he sure didn't act like it.
Mm-mm.
He knew right off that Ariana Grande was his favorite.
I'm telling you. That's his deal, man.
Yeah, she's pretty.
He thought Jenna Ortega was really pretty, too. So, that's his speed.
Speaking of Jenna, have you seen the cover of Women's Health magazine?
Jenna Dewan?
Yes.
I've seen the whole thing.
Holy moly.
Whoa.
Dude, she's in fantastic shape.
You
know what it is? It's the revenge body.
But she's always had that body.
No.
She's a dancer. She's always had that body.
Not to that level, Kelly.
You know what I think? I think she got her publicist and was like, hey, see how many magazines would want me naked on the cover?
Yeah.
She just split up with Channy. I'm telling you, there's something to that.
Dude, she's in fantastic shape.
Yeah, she looks awesome.
And I do think there is something that happens to a woman after they've gone through a breakup, even if like they initiated the breakup, where they want to look better after
It's not just women. It's men, too. Because you feel like you're out on the market, and you feel like you've got to have your best self put forward, and that's what you do.
But.
So then you trick them, and then you go back to your old ways within a couple of months once you get somebody.
Boom.
This is what you really get. Frumpy me.
Surprise.
But aren't most women, according to a study that was out a couple of weeks ago, into the dad bod more than the chiseled bod? I'm telling you.
Well, that
but
was
you don't have stunning. To have a chiseled bod to look good.
Okay, so give me somebody who has a dad bod. Who has dad bod?
Me.
No, a celebrity.
Oh, celebrity. Seth Rogen? Will Ferrell?
Okay, let me do this. Kelly, you have the opportunity to go out with Seth Rogen or Chris Hemsworth.
That's not fair.
How is it not fair?
Because that's total different ends of the spectrum.
Okay, Ben Affleck or Chris Hemsworth?
It's still going to be Chris Hemsworth because I think he's funnier on interviews. And he's hotter.
Who is a really hot guy with zero personality?
Gosh.
Well, nobody famous because the famous people have to have better personalities. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's lacking personality.
Lacking personality. Somebody who's not really personable, yeah, but he's a celebrity.
But he's good looking.
Jack Black.
Okay, Jack. I was about to say. I started going, Jack, no, what? No.
I mean,
most
that's
celebrities
to
have
think.
To have a personality.
Yeah, you're right.
Drew Carey. No.
No, I'm talking like a good-looking dude who has
David. You tell me
very
one.
Little personality.
But if it's a celebrity, they're going to have a personality for the most part.
But he's right. There's been some people that have been on SNL that really don't. They aren't very good on there. They're not very funny. Or you've seen them on Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, and you're like, I don't think that they sound kind of boring in real life.
Well, give me one.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
And you're saying good looking.
I know a girl that I can give you, if that'll
just
help.
Just say it.
Like Scarlett Jo, however you say your name. Hansen. I say it wrong every time.
Yeah. You think she has a bad personality?
I think she's beautiful, and there's been certain times where she's funny in interviews, but she's very different.
Okay. Let me give you one. And I don't know that, because I thought she was really pretty in Twilight, but Kristen Stewart.
She's very different.
Awkward on TV.
Very awkward.
Yeah, she's.
What about Megan Fox? Is she good on TV? Not really, but really pretty. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's more like women that can get away with that than guys.
Well, I think so too.
I agree.
Like if you're a really pretty girl, they're going to cast you in a movie, even if you have an awful personality.
Yeah.
Because you're really pretty.
But what I was trying to get at is like, would you rather have the guy who's really good looking, who's like a 9 or a 10?
Oh, I've got an example.
Will Ferrell, who's not exactly the best looking dude, has a great, funny personality.
I would definitely go with the Will Ferrell.
So dad bod for the win.
Here's the one example
because she loves that guy.
Chris Pratt, back when he was on Parks and Recreation, before who he is now. Like, he wasn't that attractive on Parks and Recreation because now he's more chiseled, he's more healthy, all that kind of stuff.
So he got better looking with a better body.
He did, but I would have dated him back when he was on Parks and Recreation because he was funny and he was good in interviews and that kind of thing. And he had a dad bod on that show.
You love Michael Scott. Would you date Steve Carell?
I'm not attracted to him,
but you're attracted
adore
to Will
him.
Ferrell?
I'm not attracted to Will Ferrell.
You said you would date
you
him.
You gave me a choice.
You said you would date him.
You gave you me a choice between him and somebody else.
Would you date Adam Sandler?
No.
Would you date Pete Davidson?
No.
Jack Black?
Nope.
So, yeah, you could be funny and she doesn't give it. Yeah, she doesn't care.
Mm-hmm, she doesn't give.
Y'all are twisting
fun.
My words. Girls everywhere know what I'm saying.
No. I don't.
Everyone besides y'all.
No one knows what you're
who's
talking
a, who's
about.
Who's a good-looking comedian? Give me a really handsome comedian.
Gosh, are there any?
Russell Brand?
Okay.
Is he good-looking?
You want a cupcake? No.
He was married to Katy Perry.
I don't mean he's good-looking.
I've always thought he was kind of good-looking.
Well, hang like the
on,
whole Pete
I'm gonna,
Davidson.
I'm going to literally search.
Pete Davidson is ugly. I'm going to say that right now.
Well,
he's
dang,
ugly.
David. That's just
you think
rude.
He's ugly?
Yes.
Like, I think Ariana Grande's a lot better looking.
Oh, dude.
But, like, for whatever reason, like the Mac Miller guy, like, they look so different from what she is.
Yeah, that's a lot different.
Like, I could see her dating a Hemsworth or a Channing Tatum, but.
She must
okay, so
really
they're
be
saying,
a personality. I don't know.
According to this one, there's for hot comedians, Andy Samberg.
Okay, I can see it.
Andy, who's that?
He's the one that's in the Lost Island, Lost Lonely Boys.
Lonely Island.
He sings a song Heaven with Los Lonely Boys.
No. He's on SNL.
Do you remember the song?
He's been on SNL before and done some funny skits.
He came out with the whole
Dane
album.
Cook.
Okay, I can see that.
Chris Hardwick.
Is he a comedian?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
that's
that.
He started in stand-up.
Hottest comedians.
What about females?
Amy Schumer. I knew that you were going to give me that look, so...
She's confident, though, and that's cool that she's that confident.
That's cool.
All right, so kind of one of the things we're going to work on as we go throughout the next week is because we're thinking about the after show, right? We know a lot of people like the after show because it's content that we're not putting out on the radio. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's more insightful. It's more of like, I don't know, I hate to say who we really are, but we get to talk more about.
We get to elaborate more on things.
I don't want to make it sound like it's all about us, but I mean. It's probably like a longer glimpse of us.
Yeah.
Like, and we can't just because of the radio and time constraints and commercials and music and, you know, we have to kind of go faster on certain topics and stuff like that. That's just the way radio, music radio works. But on the after show, we can be a little more detailed.
Transparent?
Yeah, transparent, probably.
Crude?
That too. Maybe a little more opinionated on stuff just because, you know, there's not an advertiser attached to it and a commercial that runs next to it and all that kind of stuff. So we're kind of thinking through the after show, like what are some things that we enjoy from other podcasts? And one of the things that we enjoy is just kind of like learning more about the people that are involved. Kelly came in today, and again, today's Friday, the 27th of July, and she was talking about how she likes Kelly Ripa even more because she listened to a podcast with Kelly Ripa.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to give you guys kind of a glimpse as to kind of like who we are and why we are, why we became the people that we are and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we, like David threw out all these different ideas. He was thinking about all of our personalities, and he sent this thing like, what if we did an episode of the podcast on this.
Yeah.
And we could go more in depth. Mm-hmm. And he had dozens of different topics and things of interest about us personally. Give like a couple of examples so people would know.
Yeah, let me go through that email I sent. Where is it? Here it is. Okay, so I mean, there's tons in here, but I was thinking if we kind of did like, you know, life events. So like the first one I put was Brandon Baxter, Life in Dallas. Watching Kai grow up, previous radio shows, kind of life in Memphis wrestling, you know, different things like that. Kelly growing up in Wynn, what it's like to see her kids grow up too, being a teacher, working at St. Bernard's, job transitions, what it's like to do these two jobs at the same time. lots of sitting. and you know, for me, being a football fanatic, Star Wars, farming, living with two different guys, life in Wiener, being in a fraternity,
she
what that's
just
all
gave
like.
Me the look.
Yeah, I know.
Because I felt like you were looking at me.
But, I wouldn't go into statistics, things like
that.
I
thought of a funny one, too, is David's take on what it's like working with 40-something-year-olds and our take on what it's like working with a millennial.
Constantly being like the youngest guy in the room everywhere I go.
Constantly being called a grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all deal with that. So the idea is we're going to go, we're going to take these topics and go more in depth. So what we're going to do for you all who are the active people who enjoy the after show podcast and you subscribe to it or whatever, like stuff that you might be interested in figuring out about us, we set up an email to where you can email us, and I know it's going to probably take a little bit for people to figure it out and to actually send the email, because it might be uncomfortable. Like if I heard a podcast where somebody's like saying, even like Jerry Lawler's podcast, hey, email me things you want to know about, I would probably be passive and not send an email.
Yeah.
Until I heard other people doing that.
Yeah.
But if there's something that you think might be interesting, like an interesting story from us, email us, and we made the email BBITM. That's Brandon Baxter in the Morning, BBITM, at eabjonesboro.com. So BBITM at eabjonesboro.com. So if you have some type of a question or something that might be interesting that you might want us to discuss, put that like a, you know, podcast in the subject and just ask us.
Don't be embarrassed. Do it.
No, we put ourselves so far out there.
I mean, listen to us.
Right.
I embarrass myself every day.
Yeah, she does.
Thanks.
Right now.
So if anybody has anything, you know, from Kelly's perspective, David's perspective, things, questions about the show, about how we come up with it or what we do or any of that kind of stuff, send those emails. I don't expect to get very many at first. We get that.
Yeah.
But if you're one of those people who's like, hey, this might be a fun topic.
Yeah.
Just give us some ideas.
Mm-hmm. Be awesome.
So reach out. BBITM at eabjonesboro.com. And I guess we should go now.
Yep.
We got stuff to do.
Call it a day.
All right. We'll see y'all Monday.